Hey guys, Comic Boss here from American Media. I'm joined with my co-host. Say your name, boy.
What's up, everybody? Demon Engine here, back in the flesh, in my beautiful face, all on camera. What's good?
And today we are talking about the second episode of The Last Episode. Hit the intro. All right, so just like The Walking Dead has The Talking Dead, and all the other shows have like a discussion thing afterwards, we are going to do this for every episode of The Last of Us. And today's monster is Naughty Dog. Not really, but let's act like they are. And we got some of their awesome links down below. Hit the links, buy the game, the books, the graphic novels, the comics. We got all that down below for y'all. All that. Let's get into it. So we see the first episode, second episode opening shot is Ellie waking up in the middle of a building surrounded by flowers with the sun shining on her.
Very,
It's
like,
like
very scenic and peaceful.
it, it's very scenic and peaceful. Then she look over and she got a gun pointed at her. And it's Joel ready to blow her little ass away if she starts sprouting anything or moving all kinds of weird. That little girl was going to die. Game was going to be over. Roll the credits.
Oh, credits.
But if you play the game or you watch the series, you know that's not going to happen because she's our savior. She's the one that has the magic blood.
The
It's gonna
magic blood.
get rid of the clickers. Speaking of, this is our first time actually seeing them.
Bruh, I wasn't okay. Hearing the clickers, not even seeing them, just hearing the sound
Just hearing
immediately
that.
triggered the first time I saw, like, had to deal with that in game. I was just like, nope, not okay.
Brought back a little trauma, right?
Silence, not quite. Silent. Different.
Right. That's what Joel said to Ellie as they're moving through the museum. When they realized it was a fresh body there, so we got clickers. He said, "Look, silent, not quiet, silent."
That's the
And
way.
I was wondering how they was going to look. And even though, like, you kind of like got a glimpse of it in the trailers and stuff, I was not prepared.
They were really spot on with the way the clickers look. Like, the design, the actual detail in the fungi that, like, you don't get to see in the game. Like, you can tell it has the hard fungus plates on it, but you don't get to see in full detail like you do actually get to see in the show. And the fact
Right.
that they're ardent,
Right.
this is not, I don't need to see you. But you can't double tap my ass.
Yeah.
Not for
So last episode we talked about it, that the people know that they don't have sight because technically they don't have faces. It's just a huge, disgusting looking fungus where a head would be. And God, that thing gave me like, ugh, just the willies all over looking at that in real life. The game was one thing. We've seen how a person could actually look like that in real life. Give me the willies. Gives me the willies. And I'm really thinking about going gluten free for the rest of my life because of this goddamn show. And your boy like bread, but I don't know. This thing kind of freaked me out. So we move on when we see the clickers and Joel, Ellie, and Joe's friend, I forgot her name.
Tess.
Tess are moving through the museum and they get attacked by the Clippers. They get attacked by the Clippers. Joe and Tess get separated and they both come out. They both survive, kinda. And Ellie gets bitten again. Like a little bite or a little scratch. It's like a little hole on her arm when she had got bitten that before. To let Joel and Tess know, like, look, I'm straight. I'm good. This is my second time getting bit, and I'm not tearing. Mm-hmm. But Tess wasn't so lucky this time. R.I.P. R.I.P. But she went out with a bang, though.
When the zombie came up, and then just getting kissed by a zombie, with all them fungal tendrils just hanging out.
So if you don't know, fungus communicate. They talk. They have their own communication system. It's called mycelium, and it's all throughout the plant, right? This is real. This is a real thing. So in the scene, one of the people who got bitten and killed was coming back, and Joel shot him. And before he died, he communicated through the mycelium that, hey, these holes is overhead. It's time to come eat. And we're talking dozens, if not 100 of the clickers woke up and it's zombie time. They all woke up and started haul-assing to come get that child. By this time, Tess realizes that she's bitten and she's turning. And she's going to sacrifice herself to save Joel and Ellie. And when the zombies bust in, one of the zombies walk over to Tess while she's trying to set the building on fire and blow it up. And he kisses her.
He kisses her.
And you literally see the spores travel from his mouth into hers. They showed that shit.
Didn't need to see it.
They could have implied it. I would have understood.
Her finally getting that lighter on. That was an act of defiance right there. Defying the mycelium network.
Yeah. Tess blows herself up along with the dozens of clickers, hundreds of clickers, and Joel and Ellie is able to get away. And this is where I believe the series actually starts.
Yeah. I think so. I think this is now where it starts. We should be getting more of diving in more into the game, because this fairly happens within like the first hour or so into the game.
Right.
Really? First hour, a couple hours into the game so far.
I'm trying to remember, but do Tess even make it out with you? Like, do she leave with you? I don't think she leaves with you in the game, right?
I can look it up.
Yeah, I don't think Tess makes it out with you in the game, but as good as Neil Druckmann is, who's like the go-between Naughty Dog and the people putting on the series, they had took Tess out with Joel and them to give her more depth and to give Joel a reason to take Ellie with them to whatever destination they have to go to. Because Joel did not have a reason He wanted to go the fuck back home.
Wanted to go
home.
Turn her little ass in and go live his life. If it wasn't for Tess, like, making Joe like, look, this little girl got bit twice and she's good. Like, she's the future. Like, we need her. And you need her. If it wasn't for Tess, this show would not have started. Game would not have started. So RIP to Test, RIP to a real one. Like I said, I believe the difference is now.
RIP to a lot of them. It's gonna be a lot of bodies in this show. Zombies and otherwise.
I mean, if you play the game, I believe they're going to take some liberties, but they can't take much. The game just doesn't call for it. It's pretty linear. Point A, point B. So, we'll see. We got to see a clip of the next episode. We got to meet Rainn Wilson's character.
I know I want him to survive, but I know he's not. And that's the sad part.
I mean, this series is definitely giving me Walking Dead vibes.
Yeah. Like, I will say, if you haven't played the game, I don't say expect your favorite character, but like if you know actors, if you see them in last, expect your favorite actor to die in that.
If it's not Joel or Ellie, don't get attached to nobody else.
Please. Don't get attached. Don't get attached to nobody. Save yourself.
They all gonna die. I mean, this is definitely giving me Walking Dead vibes. Like, it's setting you up to care for these people, and then they're gonna turn into a zombie or get killed by some bandits. I mean, that's pretty much the flavor of it. That
we're
going for the series.
Yeah. No. All honestly, right. It's looking like a good series, and I can't wait for the next episode. It's actually making me want to download Last of Us, even though I refuse to play Last of Us 2.
Why?
Joel's the reason why I don't want to play Last of Us 2.
Okay, I get it. I understand. All right, y'all. That's our time. We don't want to keep y'all up. Ain't no, you like us. We just got done watching this past 10, past the bedtime.
Yeah,
it's past
your bedtime. It's past your bedtime, too, man.
How do you feel about the series so far? Second episode going there. Third episode going there.
So far, I like it. Even if it's ends up being like almost a one-to-one to the game. Right. So far, I like it. I enjoy seeing it in an actual live action. Because there's certain games that are done in a way where you could have them as live action.
And this is clearly one of them. Shout out to Neil Druckmann. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It was good. It was good seeing the Clippers for the first time. It just that mushroom face, I hate. I mean, I love how it looks. It's beautiful, but I hate how it looks. It just gets under my skin. Crawls under my skin. I'm not looking forward to seeing them again.
Now I want somebody to draw like a clicker body, but with a toadstool head on it.
Right. That's more digestible. That's more digestible. Just seeing a toadstool with a little bit of spores on my skin. I could do that.
All right. Like you said, we won't take your time up.
Also, like I said, click the link below. Get you some Last of Us merchandise. The game, if you haven't played it. Don't know why, if you haven't. Comic book.
It's old at this point. It got a remake or a remaster and everything.
A remaster. They're going to milk it same way as the Bethesda is doing Skyrim.
Hopefully not in the same way.
Hopefully not in the same way.
At this point, Skyrim 5 is an 11-year scam.
Right. All right, y'all. We out. That's our time. See y'all next episode. Peace.
Peace.